They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratesi family at ABC Printing and Image and Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Image and Things, 425-2610.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice, offering a variety of associate degrees and technical certificates and more from their campus. Register now for spring classes and don't miss out on all the fun things our area has to offer. Get started. Visit asumh.edu. ASU Mountain Home, the natural choice.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Don't forget to join us for a piece of cake on Thursday, December 14th from 1 to 3 at our anniversary open house. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome back to Eagle Arena here on the campus of Greene County Tech. Second half of this ball game between the Lady Bombers and the Lady Devils, just a second away from getting started. Once again, the Lady Bombers up by 7 to start this second half. And both teams are finally back out on the court. Referees come running out of the tunnel, and we are about to get underway. Lady Bombers will have possession to start the second half here. And just waiting for the teams to clear the court. And Lady Bombers will pass in the ball, and the second half is underway. Walker with it. She'll take it down in the corner. Trying to look for some help. Looking for somebody to pass it to. And they'll set up a screen with Penn back up top. Pass down low. Nice pass to Peyton Husky, but she couldn't finish with the bucket. Quick pass down the other end of the court from the Devils. And they'll slow it back down and keep it up top. Pass in the corner now. Back up top. Looking for some help. She'll drive it down low, and she loses the ball. Bombers will scoop it up and take possession now. Bombers down low. Peyton Husky throws up a three, and it's nothing but net. A long three at that. That makes it 28-18. 7 minutes remaining here in the third. Lady Devils with it now. Top of the key. She'll dribble and pass it. Pass down low in the paint. Works around her man and puts it in for two. That was Proctor with the bucket. Lady Bombers with it now. Takes it across half court. Looking for some help. Pass to Husky in the corner. Husky looking for some help now. Gets it back up top. A wide open three. Nobody around. Off the side of the backboard. Tries again now after Bombers get the rebound. Bombers get the rebound again, but she loses it. But the Bombers scoop it up. She'll get one more chance at that three. Still can't make it. And the ball goes out of bounds, and Bombers will keep possession. So a good fight here from the Lady Bombers. Took about a whole minute off the clock. Husky inbounds the ball to Martin. Martin in the corner now off the screen. She'll take it back up top. Trying to set up another screen. She'll go around the perimeter and hands it off. Husky with it now. She'll pass it up top. Now pass in the corner to Walker. Walker with it, passes back up top. Other corner now, drive down low, and she sinks it in. Number 24, Emma Martin, with the bucket there. Puts the Bombers back up by 10 with 5.5 left here in the third. And Lady Devils with it now, almost lost the ball. And a nice screen there. She'll drive down the lane but can't finish with the layup. Penn with the rebound for the Bombers, and she'll pass it over to Walker. Walker will take it in the corner, pass to Husky. Husky gets her own rebound off a shot, a blocked shot. Number 33, Foreman trying to put it in, other end of the court now, and the Lady Bombers block a shot of their own. Husky with the rebound, she'll get it across half court. The pressure coming from West Memphis now, and Martin will take it. She'll dribble in the corner, hands it off to Walker. Walker drives down the lane, passes it back out. And Husky with it now. Off the screen, she'll pass it back up top. In the corner now. Walker with it, top of the key. Three thrown up from a long way away. She misses it, though. Lady Devils with the rebound. Devils with it now. Up top, nobody moving around for the Lady Devils. In the corner now, looking for some help. She'll pass it back up top. Looking for some help, tries to pass it down low, but it's stolen by the Lady Bombers by Foreman. Pass down low to Walker, other end of the court now, back outside. A three is thrown up and sinked by number 22, Hannah Pfeiffer. Puts the Lady Bombers up by 13 now. And the Lady Devils will try and slow things down again. A fake screen. Pass in the corner now. Down low in the paint. She backs her man up and throws up a wild-looking shot. Misses it. But the putback is good by number 50, Tira Bradley. Walker inbounds the ball. And gets it back. She'll take it across half court. In the corner now, Emma Martin with it. The screen set up. She'll take it back up top, looking for some help. And finally find somebody to get it to. The drive down low. And a foul is called on West Memphis. Number 33, Robinson, will commit the foul. First foul for the team so far in this second half for West Memphis. Pfeiffer will inbound the ball to Walker. Walker will take it to the top. In the corner now to Husky. Husky thought about driving down low, takes it back out. Foreman with it, pass to Husky now, and a blocked shot goes out of bounds. A good block there from West Memphis. Number 15, Hazley. Her second block tonight. Bombers will keep possession of it. Walker inbounds the ball. Down low in the paint. Martin with it. She'll take it back out. Martin still with it. Looking for a screen. And she can't get one. Passes it to Walker. About midcourt. Walker, top of the key now, a long three now from Pfeiffer, and she nails it. 36-22 the score now, 2.5 minutes remaining here in the third. Lady Devils with it now as they take it across half court. Number 15, Hazley with it, passes it in the corner, and the pass goes out of bounds. Lady Bombers will take possession now. Walker takes the inbound pass. Riley Walker looking to set up a play here, it looks like. And the pressure coming from West Memphis, and Pfeiffer loses the ball off a handoff. West Memphis gets it back, and now Lady Bombers will commit a foul. And a couple of subs coming in now for West Memphis. Lady Devils keep possession of it. Devils with the ball on their end of the court. A pass in the corner. And a drive down low, and the ball is taken right out of her hands by the Bombers. And Peyton Husky with it. She passes back outside. A very long three is missed by Pfeiffer. And the fight for the rebound draws a foul on Mountain Home. So the Lady Devils will keep possession of it. 1.5 minutes remaining here in the third. Devils will inbound the ball now. 36-22 the score. Lady Devils with it, top of the key, pass in the corner. Pass down low. And the teardrop shot is no good. And a foul is called, or a jump ball is called, excuse me. Scramble for the ball there. Arrow will keep it with the Devils. Devils will inbound the ball in the corner. Long three is thrown up and missed off the rim. Pfeiffer will get the rebound. And the pressure coming from West Memphis. Pfeiffer gets it across half court. Drive down the lane from Pfeiffer, and she will draw the foul and head to the line for two. Foul was charged to number 24 of the Lady Devils, Kyla Proctor. Hannah Pfeiffer at the free throw line for a couple of shots. Her first shot is good. And a few subs coming in for both teams now. Just over a minute and 5 seconds actually on the clock here in the third. Pfeiffer at the free throw line. Her second shot is also good. 38-22 the score. Lady Bombers leading. Final few seconds here in the third. Lady Devils throw up a crazy looking shot. I'm not even sure what to call that, but believe it or not, it goes in. Lady Bombers with the ball now, trying to get it across half court through the pressure. And a foul will be called on West Memphis as number 10 Peyton Husky tried to drive it down low. No bonus yet, so Lady Bombers will just hold on to possession. And Walker will receive the inbound pass. Trying to waste some seconds off the clock. 33 seconds and counting here in the third. Martin with it now. Pfeiffer with it. Passes it to Martin. As we hit the 22nd mark. And timeout will be taken by Mountain Home, so we will take a quick timeout. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hello and welcome back to the final few seconds of this game between the Lady Bombers and the West Memphis Lady Devils. Brady Deller here as we will experience the final 15 seconds of this period. And they finally inbound the ball. Lady Bombers with possession right now. Handed off to Walker. 10 seconds now. Walker will play keep away for a moment. Takes it back up top. And they'll start their drive down low. And the buzzer will sound. couldn't get a shot away, and that is how we will end the third period of this game. We'll be back here in a moment for the fourth and final period of this game here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Seniors and their families often struggle with confusion and memory problems. While these symptoms can be serious, many of these older adults also suffer from agitation, paranoia, and dangerous behaviors, which can be even more severe. Dr. Tom Foster, specially trained, board-certified geropsychiatrist, leads a dedicated team of professionals at the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home to help patients and families cope with these problems. Call today to see how they can help. 870-508-6400. HensleyBehavioralHealth.com.
You don't have to go away to college and spend a lot of money and miss out on the great activities the Twin Lakes area has to offer this spring. See ASU Mountain Home about spring enrollment. Classes start January 16th. ASU Mountain Home is the natural choice,